Chapter 45. Unity, Responsibility, Directedness. An Address to the Community of the Golden Head. Within the magnetic radiation field of the spiritual school, there are an outer school and an inner school. In the first aspect of the outer school, we have the youth work, the preparatory pupilship, and the probationary pupilship. In the second aspect of the outer school, we have the professing pupilship. In the inner school, there are the school of higher consciousness, the third aspect, and the work of the ecclesia, the fourth aspect. The Grail community develops from the fourth aspect. The process of development of the Grail community takes the candidate to the first inner degree of the fifth aspect of the sevenfold spiritual school, the community of the Golden Head. Then finally, there are the sixth and seventh aspects of the spiritual school. If we want this hierarchical structure of our spiritual school to succeed, then you as servants need to cooperate with this and fully realize your responsibility for this. The whole process of transfiguration lies enclosed within the ascending lines of the Christ hierarchy for everyone who wishes to go the path of soul liberation. Christian Rosicross, for example, proves to be an individual who, although he testifies of this in all modesty, goes through all the trials of physical life, soul life, and spiritual life by means of the fully awakened power of the spirit soul. In this context, it should be clear to you that the degree of maturity determines the radiation activity of the spirit soul. However, every true Rosicrucian, no matter in what situation he might find himself in life, should feel himself and should know himself to be called to activity. The purity of the magnetic living body, the radiations of the spirit pouring in on this basis, and the blessings of the chain of the Universal Brotherhood of Christ can be ensured only if both the International Spiritual Directorate and the Community of the Golden Head are attuned to the plan of God and to their divine calling in absolute unity. Whether this is so is up to you. Our spiritual school, and with it and because of it, the workers of the school, are in a continuous state of tension and are constantly being tried. This is logical, because all of us are again and again being subjected to personal testing. Seen in the light of the task of life given to you and in the framework of the spiritual school, these things come to you so that you can prove your faithfulness to the Gnosis in actual practice. It is expected from each of you that, unlike the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, you will not be found asleep at a most important and critical moment in the spiritual school. It is for this reason that again and again, some very urgent demands have to be made in a very positive and direct way. For example, you should realize deeply your unity as the community of the Golden Head and live out of that. Everything has to be subservient to that unity. In this respect, you need to behave as true brothers and sisters with all its ramifications. By a sacrament, you are linked in the sanctuary of the fifth working field with the field of the Brotherhood of Immortal Souls on the basis of complete unity and according to the measures of high, pure, and true friendship. This immediately resulted in the fact that you, through this link, also were going to share in the suffering of Christ, because at the same time this sharing meant that you voluntarily bound yourself to humanity for the sake of faith and salvation. For this reason, the task is given to you to be true to each other in unity, come what may. That is your way of the cross. That is your Calvary, in which you will perish bodily and through which your life is totally interwoven with the suffering of the Christ. It is only by this sacrifice that you can lighten the sacrifice of Christ, that you can help the Christ, and that you can help in the enlightenment of the spirit soul, both for yourself and for others. The community of the Golden Head has members of the first, the second, and the third inner degree. In addition, the third degree has four subdegrees. In total, this makes seven stages, seven degrees of development that lead to the field of the resurrection. However, what counts in the first place is the realization of your responsibility for everything that takes place in the spiritual school. If you were to intervene in a situation arising in the school, this would not come under the heading of the principle of not stepping into someone else's mandate. It would have nothing to do with not being allowed to interfere in someone else's private life. What it does have to do with is that you take care in the first place that you apply the law of the spiritual order in the absolute meaning of the word, both in your private life and in your standing as a servant of the spiritual school. If any servant of the Gnosis keeps to the imitation of Christ, i.e., tries to live according to the law of the spiritual order, gives witness of this, and thus is a living example for others, then with everything such a servant says and does, the pure spiritual life will radiate from him. For this reason, the law of the spiritual order can be followed only when we stand in the full faith of that law and in the pure process of the Endura. A harmonious interchange with the magnetic radiation field of the spiritual school can take place only when the trinity of unity, responsibility, and pure directedness at the one liberating goal is present. Only in the fulfillment of this law of unity, responsibility, and directedness can the sevenfold manifestation of the spiritual school succeed in the Gnostic philosophical, the organizational, and the material sense. In all this, the law of the spiritual order adapts itself to protect the candidate who is being instructed in the Gnostic mysteries or in the higher inner degrees from any possible damage when the teachings and the practice of life cannot be brought into harmony by, for example, a certain mode of life. You are being called with ever more urgency, and you are being thrust with ever more power towards new creation and to conscious manifestation of the new creature by means of a conscious mode of spirit-soul life in Gnostic magic experience. This begins with the new activity in the heart in the physical body and ends with extinguishing the last burning remnants of the old astral life in the astral body. For this reason, every pupil, and in particular every servant of God, needs to free his own astral body from the astral sphere of the nature of death. The vanished wisdom of God lies hidden in the deepest human self. It is buried behind the seven doors of the microcosmic mystery of God. Only when the wisdom of God has been set free can the Holy of Holies be unsealed, and can the human being who has meanwhile become a stranger as to this nature enter the temple of attainment. You as a community should be conscious that together you are forming a focal point of our spiritual school. As such, you could see yourself and your community as a mirror. That mirror will show you how you are at the moment that you look at it. The mirror of the community of the Golden Head will show you how and what the spiritual school is, but also how and what you are yourself. As the community of the Golden Head is, so is the spiritual school. After all, the community of the Golden Head is the result of the spiritual school manifested on the physical plane in a fivefold way. What you are as community of the fifth working field is the undeniable open book of the spiritual school. As such, the community of the Golden Head demonstrates the entire qualitative state of the entire school. For this reason, the community of the Golden Head carries the yoke of our communal quality, both in the positive and in the negative sense. It is an undeniable fact that the liberation of the human being longing for light is only possible by means of a creative synthesis of the original divine order, i.e. the Holy Spirit, which will be poured out over all. Only then will the human being be able perfectly to reflect the spiritual light that is omnipresent. The person who truly lives in the radiation force of Christ will win back his ancient divine glory through the creative essence of the divine order. That is to say, he will become perfect in new sevenfold corporality. May they who can understand this Gnosis word understand it. However, if this is not yet possible, the servant of God cannot bind himself tightly enough to the law of the spiritual order. No one who abides by the law of the spiritual order, be he a pupil or a servant of the spiritual school, can be harmed by a spiritual law. To the contrary, the total salvation of their higher soul life lies insured in this, and also their ascent into the higher, purer sphere of life. The aim of the spiritual school is solely and exclusively to make its pupils capable of ascent as spirit-soul beings into the electric fire ether, the fifth ether that is released out of and by the Holy Spirit, so that the awakened spirit-soul can breathe, live, and work in it. To this end, it is necessary that the outer human being change completely into an inner human being. and as this can be achieved solely by means of the electric fire ether, you should watch seriously that you are not burned. If you truly wish to follow Jesus the Christ on his way of the cross and to be accepted into the holy order of the souls of light, your directedness at the liberating goal will have to be positive.